How's everybody doing? I want to say peace to everyone. My name is Tanya Steesway Shimaringa, and I am here today representing the African students struggling to maintain their sanity and their identity at that racist, sexist, imperialist bastion known as UCLA in Los Angeles. I want to start off today by reading you all a quote by one of our elders responsible for starting what was known as Negro History Week back in the 1920s, Dr. Carter G. Woodson. And I'm hoping that this will set the tone for what we will be about. This is from his book, Miseducation of the Negro, written in 1933. It may be of no importance to the race to be able to boast today of as many times as educated members as it had in 1865. If they are of the wrong kind, the increase in numbers will be a disadvantage rather than an advantage. And we came here today to talk about racism on the campuses and the resurgence of African student activism. The first question that we have to deal with is, why is there a resurgence of African student activism? It's very simple. This generation of youth knows that we are still not free. This generation of youth has not been fooled by the Rolexes, by the Lexuses, by the meat coats and the fur coats, by the Jerry curls and the long nails, and the big soap jewels. They're not fooled by that. We know that we as a people are not free. Approximately 600,000 of our young brothers are now in jail, incarcerated in some type of form, with house arrest, on probation, on parole. More brothers are in jail than are in college. And every single day we see sisters getting pregnant, right? People shooting each other in the streets, but our Negro misleaders want to tell us that we're free. Our youth are not dumb. They know what's up. And so what we are seeing now is an attempt to strike back and correct some of the many wrongs that have been wreaked upon our people. That is the resurgence of African student activism that we are seeing right now today. We want to talk about some of the characteristics of this activism, however. It's good that our people, our young people, are doing this, but we got to take care of some business. We got to tie up some loose ends in order to be effective. Let's talk about the quality or the character of the student activism. One of the things that we see about it is diversity and one-sidedness. We see people just jumping up and screaming, all the toilets are overflowing. They won't give me my financial aid. And those are legitimate concerns. But at the same time, we as African youth must deal with the question of identity. Who are we? Okay? We are an African people colonized in America. We might not want to be called African. We might not like that term African, but that is who we are. And when we go to these different campuses, that's how they see us. Okay? You call yourself a Q or an Alpha or a Sigma, whatever you want to. You can do that if you want to. That's your business, that's your right, you can do it if you want to. But when the UCPD comes and throws some brothers on the sidewalk, the pigs weren't in the car saying, look at them Qs, let's go get them. They said, let's go get them niggas. But that's how they think about us. When the students took over Howard University the other year, and the DC police and the Howard Rent-A-Cops, also known as security guards, getting ready to tear the doors open, they didn't say, let's go get them students. They said, them niggas is acting up, we gotta take care of them. That's how they see us, and that's how we see each other. And that has got to stop. Okay, we gotta deal with a question of our identity on these campuses. Why are we on these campuses? Because African people die to get us up there.
Hello.
In addition to the boycotts, in addition to the demonstrations, in addition to the different things we did, black people, Africans in this country, shedded blood for us to get on these campuses. And then once we get to these campuses, we don't even want to speak to them anymore. Before I went to UCLA, I was at Howard University. University in Washington, D.C. for about 4 years. And in the area of Howard University, there's a large park that the people have taken over and renamed it Malcolm X Park. And one day, it was some brothers sitting in the park, and they had a bunch of baseball bats with them. So I asked them, brother, what's y'all going to do with them bats? Well, you know, we waited for some brothers from Howard to come by. I said, what are you talking about? Well, you know, y'all sister's cool. Y'all speak to us. Them brothers, they be acting funny and shit. So we don't take care of them when they come by. They was getting ready to jump the brothers from Howard, Howard brothers. Because those misguided students, some of them have this attitude. See, in their confusion, because they are at a campus, they already consider themselves to be niggas. But I'm better than this other nigga because I'm a school. I'm a nigga, but I'm above this other nigga. That's how we're thinking about ourselves. We got to get over it and take care of some real business. Why are we in school in the first place? To get a job, get a degree to make some more money, so I can leave the job I got, get a better house, take care of my mama. That's okay. But there are still some problems that our people are facing. We had approximately 10,000 to 15,000 lawyers in 1970. Right now, we have about 25,000 African lawyers in this country. But we got more brothers in jail also. So what's happening with that? What's up with that? Well, bargaining away that soul. To agitating, educating, and organizing on these campuses, it's got to be from the base of our identity and why we are on these campuses. We need to go to these campuses and say, look, when the brothers from the street come in here, stop hassling them and telling them they gotta get off the campus. If they want to go to the room, let them use the room. If they want to sit around and talk, let them go ahead and talk. Our people die so we can get on this campus and we don't even want to speak to them, let alone fight for them. That's insane. That is insanity. Okay? The next thing, when we do have a little bit of consciousness, we start talking about, well, we're against apartheid. We're against racism. That's called one-sidedness. It's all right to be against something, but you have to be for something also. All right? What are our students for? This is something we must dialogue on and take back to the campuses. Sure, we are against apartheid. Are we for a Zion national liberation? Are we for the African people in Azania getting back their land and deciding what they will do with their lives? Are we? Well, that's what we got to talk about when we start making up all these nice pretty banners that we have hanging on our campuses, saying against apartheid. We must also be for something. When we say we are against the racism on campus, what about the racism in the streets? Are we against all forms of racism? That's good. Now what are we going to do about sexism?
We do not want to read because of all the garbage that has been fed us before.
for it, true enough. But we need to understand we must reap. We are our own liberators. When we go to these universities, we're not getting an education, we're getting indoctrination. Negro, when we go to these universities, they're telling us what to think instead of how to think. We gotta learn how to think. So tonight in 1990, we gotta stop playing around. Let's just put everything on the table. If you want an education, go to the library. Go to a bookstore. Go to a shop. Now, if you want a job, if you want some upward mobility, yeah, go to college. Do you want to get educated? Well, then on your spare time, instead of going out, go to the library. Go get a book. When we read and when we study, it will inform our practice so that we will understand why people were throwing down at Jackson State and Orangeburg State, and so we will not make the same mistakes as them. Okay? And whatever we do on these campuses has got to be tied to African people, no matter where they are, whether they are in school or not. Since we spoke about that earlier, why should we be concerned about African people who ain't in college? It doesn't matter if they're not in college, they're African, we're African. When the students were killed at Jackson State before Kent State in 1970, why were they shot down? Protesting segregation at a bowling alley in the community. They weren't killed because they were students. They were killed because they were African people. When Black Panthers, Bunchy Carter and John Huggins were gunned down at Campbell Hall in UCLA, why were they murdered? Because they were students? No, because they represented African people on that campus. And they were doing everything that they could to make that campus more accessible to the African community in South Central Los Angeles. We got to begin to talk about a working class consciousness, a revolutionary consciousness. That's what we have to do. Going to school to get a job that might not be there.
Word.
Going to school to get a job that's going to take somebody else's life, maybe across the globe.
Right.
Word. African people are not about that. Negroes are about that. We must not be afraid to go onto campus and say, I'm going to use my education to serve my people.
Yeah.
You cannot be afraid of that. And let me tell you, majoring in Greek philosophy ain't gonna help your people. Majoring in 17th century American literature will not free your people. Majoring in physical education will not free your people. And looking at the girlies and looking at the brothers is not going to free your people. So y'all think about that when you go to get your classes and the person behind you is fixing their schedule so that they can watch General Hospital. So these are the things that we must begin to do while we are on the campus. We are representatives of our race and of our nation on these campuses, and we must act accordingly. Therefore, on the last note, we're going to have to deal with sexism eventually. We need to meet it head on and deal with it now so it won't scare us later. If you go to Israel tomorrow, you will not find one record in that country with the word Haim in it. If you go to Mexico tomorrow, you will not find one record in that country with the word wetback in it. If you go to Vietnam, you won't see nothing with the word gook in it. Every time we turn on the radio, we got nigga, bitch, hoe, motherfucker, and pussy. Malcolm X was. We must understand that Malcolm X loved to read, loved to study, even though he dropped out of school at the eighth grade. We must understand the profound respect Malcolm X had for African women. And brothers, cannot study Malcolm X, cannot wish to have a brother like Malcolm X, and we walking around here like Aunt Jemima. You understand that? And sister, brothers cannot be looking for a sister like Assata Shakur and their step in faith.
Permission to continue. May I have that permission?